This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Is there any more mayonnaise for this coleslaw, Clary?
What, is that big jar not enough?
No, afraid not. I've thinned it down as much as I can, but...
Oh, no, that's all I've got. Mm. Well, I'll tell you what, Susan, there's some salad cream in the cupboard.
Oh, that'll have to do.
Joe prefers it anyway.
In here?
Yeah, that's it, top shelf.
Oh, yeah, got it. Oh, it's all starting to come together out there. Ed's got the bunting up and the balloons.
Good.
Emma's directing operations. And Joe.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, he's on his way in now. Oh, he's nice to see him back to his old self.
Yeah. Except he's been running me ragged since he decided he was having this party.
Well, you're only 95 once.
Yes, I know. Just wish the place weren't such a building site.
Mm, they're still trying to solve the problem of that spring.
Yeah, they're still digging.
Ah, shouldn't worry. People will take you as they find you.
That's what Joe says.
Hurry, love. The phones give up on me.
Oh, not surprised. You've been on it for hours. You must have invited half the village.
Oh, I don't know about that, but David and Ruth Archer's dropping by.
Oh.
After they've been out for his birthday, mind. And I've invited the Sterlings.
Well, I should think so.
Oh, just to show there's no hard feelings.
Hey,
you know, Pat and Tony can't come, Joe. They've only just got Henry back. I think everyone's, you know, readjusting.
Of course.
Yeah, they're the only ones, though. An elf.
Elf?
I rung him, but he's got a prior engagement.
Has he?
Oh, shame.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, Rod, I'll go and put this phone on charge.
Yeah, you do that. Oh, I don't know. Elf.
Him and Eddie haven't always got on, have they?
No, they haven't. I've already got Eddie and William daggers drawn. That's enough for me.
Oh, Emma hasn't said.
Oh, you just something and nothing, really. There'll be a change from William and Edward staring each other down, I suppose.
Of course, Will's got to find new tenants now you won't be moving in.
Yeah.
Don't suppose he'll have much bother, though. It's a nice little house, number one.
Now, ladies, a bit of advice, please. What do you think, eh? A proper tie? Mm. Bootlace or me Aldridge cravat?
So the tea room's been busy.
Manic till now. I wanted to get over to say hello to Henry. With Emma off for Joe's party. Oh, can you pass me those cups, please, Tom?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Thanks.
You haven't been avoiding me, then?
Why would I do that?
Well, after... you know...
Sorry, is this a time warp?
What?
Have we teleported back to 1953 or something?
Kirsty, I just...
After we slept together, you mean?
Well, yes.
Look, we both know why it happened. After the time we've all had, it was a release of... Well, totally understandable.
Yeah, right.
We both wanted it.
Yes.
But it was heat of the moment. A one-off. We both knew that. Didn't we?
Yeah, of course we did.
I'm not saying it didn't mean anything. It was nice, of course.
Nice?
Okay, very nice. Like old times.
Yeah.
But that's what they were. Old times. We're somewhere different now.
Yeah, we are. Well, that's just what I wanted to check.
And now you have.
Yep.
You don't want to go back there, do you?
No! No, I just wanted to be sure that you didn't.
It's taken us long enough to get to where we are. To be friends again. To be speaking again.
I know.
I don't want one night to change all that.
Me neither. Good. Okay.
William, keep an eye on Kira with that burger, please.
Couldn't he'll do with a break from the barbecue, Susan?
No, he's fine, Clary.
Is he? I thought he was going to pass out a minute ago.
Oh, there was a bit of a rush and things got a bit sticky with his kebabs, but he's all right now. I've taken him another beer.
Well, if you're sure, Baggy's happy to take over.
Oh, I don't think I could fancy anything Baggy had cooked. Thanks very much.
Good afternoon, Clary.
Susan.
Oh, hello, Caroline. Oh, I'm so glad you could come.
Oh, we wouldn't have missed it for anything. Oh, it all looks lovely. Food and garden.
Susan's been a great help. Emma's done the decorations, all her experience with Fallon.
Yes, I see she's managed to screen off the worst of the building work. Oh.
They had all that stuff left over from a wedding. The theme was Game of Thrones, see? Hence all the fake fur.
Our original.
Welcome, welcome, one and all.
Oh, Joe, very happy birthday.
Oh, car, very much.
I seem to have mislaid Oliver. I better give you this.
Oh, that's very kind. Oh, drop a scotch, eh? 12-year-old. Tough very much.
You didn't have to bring anything, Caroline, after all you've done for us.
Oh, not at all. I know how important Joe's birthday is to him.
Oh, this one's special, because you never know at my age what'll be your last.
Yes, you made that very clear.
Oh, there's Oliver, look.
Where?
Talking to Lillian, there, with Neville Booth and Fat Paul.
Oh. Serious? What on earth can they be
doing?
Oh,
I know. She'd be that photo finish at Falkersham yesterday.
Oh, that. Oliver was beside himself.
Neville Booth can't talk about nothing else.
No, he's really come out of his shell this afternoon. He's a different man.
Well, it just shows what happens, doesn't it, when you spread a little happiness. Everybody's the better for it.
Hello, hello, hello. How did you sneak in without me seeing Caroline?
Well, I
never mind, you're here now and just in time. We've managed to get the kids off the music. Jolene's going to start the line dancing.
Oh, great.
I don't want no excuses. Here we go.
Hey, go on, missus. Let your hair down for once.
Oh, come on, Caroline. It'll be fun.
I don't understand.
Oh, you're so pick it up. You can follow me.
Yeah, she don't want to.
Hey, come on, darling. You know you do, really. You come with me. Let's get this show on the road.
You done for the day?
Oh, done in, more like. I meant to ask you, when's your scholarship interview?
Oh, a couple of weeks.
And you can't wait.
I'm dreading it, Kirsty.
You'll be fine.
Well, you can say that. It's going to be like Mastermind.
Really?
It is, but worse. Yeah, I'll sit there, right, but it's not just one person firing questions at me. It's five.
Five?
The chairman and vice chairman of Nuffield.
Well, obviously.
And three others, including a professor of agriculture.
Hmm.
And
more? Yeah,
there could be sponsors there as well quizzing me.
Well, you'll have practiced what you want to say.
How can I when I don't know what they're going to ask?
Oh, come on, you can guess. It'll be what you've done in the past, what your experience is, why you want to do what you've applied for, and how you'd spend their money researching it to make it happen.
I'll tell you what. You go and do it.
I'm not the one about to launch an organic baby food. That's your project.
And Helen's.
Yes, Helen's. And you're going to make a great job of the interview for her sake.
Oh, I hope so. It's all her idea, really.
Yeah, I know. And she's really pleased you've taken it on.
But I just want to be sure I've got it right, that I put it over how she'd want.
We'll talk to her then. Go through what you want to say.
I can't, Kirsty. She's still... Last week she was still trying to find her feet. Now there's Henry to cope with. He's pretty unsettled.
Mm, your mum said. But you've got plenty of time. Find a moment. Check it out with her.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I'm sure she'd like you to. It'll give her something to focus on. Stop her dwelling on everything that's happened.
I know. Which is why I'm terrified I'll let her down.
You'll be fine.
Yeah. It's not like the Crown Court, is it?
Exactly. Get over yourself.
All right, all right. It's the last time I asked for sympathy from you.
I wish. Anyway, I said I'd look in on Joe's party, so,
I was going to go later.
Yeah? Do you want a lift?
That's
all it is, Tom. A lift. I'll be dropping you home.
Yeah.
Anyway, Joe, if I can round up Oliver, we ought to be going.
What, already?
Oh, it's been a lovely party, but we really ought to go.
Oh, I'll have to have a rest. I think I've pulled some... And someone's only gone and stood on Kira's hat for the flower and produce.
Oh, is that why she was crying? Anyway, Eddie, I think we'll be off.
What? I haven't done my speech yet.
Your speech?
Well, you better get on with it. Will and Nick will be taking the kids home soon enough.
Oh, good point.
All right, everyone, listen up.
Eddie, what'd you do that for?
Oh, I'm going to do my speech.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Quiet, please, everyone. Quiet, please. Eddie wants to say a few words.
Sorry to spoil the fun, but I won't keep you long. We are gathered here today...
Oh, blimey, Eddie, it's my birthday, not my funeral.
We are gathered here to mark the birthday, the 95th birthday of someone very special. Oh. Now, I can't tell a lie. I'm not saying he can't be, well, a bit of an old misery guts at times.
Oh, very much.
And these past few months, he's, well... None of us haven't had that much to be cheerful about. But because of the kindness of our good friends, the Sterlings, we have now...
Hear, hear!
My dad, my dear dad, can celebrate his birthday in the place which has been his home for so many decades, Grange Farm. So, Oliver, Caroline, thank you. And the rest of you... Raise your glasses, please, and drink to Joe Grundy. 95, not out.
Speech!
Speech!
Well, what can I say, eh? Thank you very much, all of you. Thank you for coming, and... Thank you, son. I'm very touched. Truly, I am. It is right. This means the world to me. Four generations of Grundys here at Grange Farm. But you Sterlings have done more than just give us back our home. You give me back the will to live. I don't feel 95. I don't feel 85, not even 75. In fact, now that I know I'll be spending the rest of my days here at Grange Farm, I could go on forever.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Lovely.
He's drifting off, isn't he, Helen?
Yeah. He'll come off in a minute.
Oh, I could look at him all day.
Me too. And I could look at that dresser.
The dresser?
It's hard to explain. The house just seems so busy.
Oh?
I mean busy with things. Detail.
Oh.
Everything's so plain in prison. Bare. There's nothing around.
I suppose not.
But look at it. Cups, saucers, plates, all those catalogues, bits of baler twine and pens and post.
Most of those pens have run out and the post's mainly junk mail. Keep meaning to tidy up.
No, don't. I like it. It's normal.
Love, you must just take things slowly.
Yeah.
There's an awful lot for you to take in. For us all.
I know.
Oh, look at the time. Oh. Henry, I'll be late. Henry? Henry, turn the TV off now, please. It's okay. Time for school.
It's all right.
Uncle Tom's waiting.
I hope he'll be okay.
Oh, yes. Tom will take him right in and speak to Mrs. Jeffries. Explain about the hearing and that he's back living with us.
Okay.
Where's my bag?
It's here. I've got it.
Is my book in it?
Yes, darling, and I've ticked to say we did your reading.
Baby Gideon is asleep.
His name's Jack.
So why does Daddy call him Gideon?
I told you, remember? It's his nickname for him. Look, don't worry about it, sweetheart. Have you got a kiss for him?
Bye-bye, Jack.
Oh,
That's nice.
Will he still be here when I get back?
Of course.
And you, Mummy.
Henry, come here. Listen. I will be here when you get back from school.
Promise?
Promise. I'm not going anywhere. I am never, never, never going to leave you ever again.
Sit down, Rob. Sit down.
Thanks, Justin.
So, how are you?
Very well, thanks.
Good. Excellent. I'm sorry, would you like something to drink? Tea, coffee, water?
No, nothing for me. Unless you...
No.
Justin, if you don't mind, can we just get on with it?
Oh.
Sorry, that came out wrong. I need to know what you're thinking.
Yes. Well, things have, of course, become a little delicate.
Delicate? How?
Obviously, the publicity surrounding the court case is unavoidable. Things were said which might be seen as unfortunate.
Things which were patently untrue.
But, as I see it, from a purely professional point of view, you've been convicted of nothing.
No, that's right.
If we'd started a recruitment process in the usual way, any applicants would have had to answer questions about any unspent criminal convictions.
Well, exactly.
And you don't have any convictions.
No, you know that from my appointment as herd manager 4 years ago.
Indeed.
So, the offer's still open?
It is, if you still want the job.
Yes. Of course, very much so. Thank you so much. It seems silly now, but I thought you might have called me in to rescind the offer.
No, I'm not rescinding it. If anything, I did wonder if you might be thinking about leaving the area.
Me leave? Whatever for?
Well...
My son is here.
Yes, of course.
No, I'm not moving from Ambridge. So, how soon can I start?
I think it might be best if we left it a few weeks.
Well, but I'm raring to go. I don't want to wait. I've had months sitting around.
Just until any residual fuss has died down.
I see. Right. Okay, so you want me to start...
Well, I was thinking around the 10th of October.
Ah.
Is there a problem?
Just a small one.
Have you got it, Adam?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, dear. Now I see it in the light. I think we're going to have to replace it.
Recover it, at least.
Well, if we recover one seat cushion, we'll have to recover the lot. What have your pickers been doing with it anyway?
Having a strawberry fight, by the looks of it. Sounds like fun.
How was your weekend?
Quiet.
You stayed in?
I did. I hardly saw Ian. He's spending as much time as he can at Grey Gables.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Adam. That everything came out, and in the way it did, and the part that I had in it.
Oh, Mum, don't. Let's face it, there'd have been nothing to come out in court or anywhere else if one person hadn't been at fault in the beginning, and that person's me.
Oh, darling.
I was such an idiot. Even if I was reasonably discreet with Puffle, I was so reckless with Charlie.
These things happen, I know.
I know you do. But all these years I've criticised Brian and I'm no better.
None of us is blameless, Adam. No one has the right to judge you.
Ian does. And anyway, I'm judging myself. And I don't like what I see.
I'm sorry, Justin. If there was anything I could do about it, I would.
There's no chance of asking them to move the date, Esper.
This is the NHS. Now, as I said, my surgery's on the 5th of October.
Yes. Yes, well, of course, you must have the operation. I dare say you want to get it over with.
Yes, I do. I want to put the whole bad business behind me. So, if I could start a bit later in the month...
How much later is the question, Rob? I haven't had a proper manager on the spot for quite a while now.
I know.
I was counting on you getting your feet under the desk early in the growing season.
I realise that. I can only say again, I'm sorry, but
I can use the time convalescing to really get up to speed on everything.
I don't know.
Get a feel for where you're at. Get into all the facts and figures.
How long is this convalescence likely to be?
The hospital says about a month.
As long as that?
Well, it'd take you far longer to start a whole recruitment process from scratch.
That's true.
But I doubt it'll take me that long. Justin, you know I can do the job. I'm really keen to get going. I'll work from home for a couple of weeks, then I'll be fighting fit, I'm sure.
Really?
Yes. And another thing. I'm not here today and gone tomorrow. With me, you're getting continuity, permanence, even. I'm committed to Ambridge because of my son. I'm committed for life.
All right.
Thank you.
It's a longer delay than I'd like, but I know your work ethic, Rob.
Thank you.
I'm sure you'll make up for it. Do we have a deal?
We certainly do.
Henry, that's wonderful. Have you seen this, Mum?
What's this?
Show Granny your sticker.
I was very helpful in class today. Oh, Henry, what did you do?
I collected all the pencils.
Well, that's super helpful. Isn't it, Helen?
Yes, very.
Henry, why don't you go and show it to Grandad? He's in the other room.
OK.
Oh, thank you, Mum.
Oh, love. Have a tissue.
Thanks. Oh, all these little things that are so important to him. I've missed so much.
You mustn't dwell on it. You won't miss any more.
No. No, I won't. I've been thinking.
Yes?
One thing I could do to give Henry some security, some stability, is to start driving him to and from school myself.
Oh.
Get back into a routine.
No, Helen, I'm not sure that's a good idea.
Why not?
Well, you did have that bump.
Mum, that was ages ago, and you know why it happened.
Yes, I know. You were under so much stress, but it's still a long time since you drove.
I'm not going to leap straight behind the wheel and zoom off. I'll practice first without Henry in the car.
Yes, but you don't have to do this. Of all the things you can do for him now...
Well, this is the one I think is important. For both of us, actually.
Right. Well, you know best. You're his mum.
Thank you. By the end of the week, I won't be relying on other people to do everything for me. Well, there's one thing, anyway.
Adam! You're still here! Oh, good.
Hi, Mum. I thought you were going over to Bridge Farm.
Oh, well, by the time that Phoebe and I had finished in Borchester, it was getting a bit late. And Pat said that, well, Alan was popping round to see them this evening. So I didn't want to intrude. I'll go tomorrow.
How was the shopping?
We're getting there. Though Phoebe's still got an awful lot on her list. And she's going out with Hayley on Wednesday to get all her bed linen and her stationery.
Is she around?
No, I dropped her at Willow Farm.
Ah.
Did you want to see her?
Well, I'd like to say hello, make the most of her while I can.
And put off the evil moment of going home.
I can't hide anything from you, can I?
If Ian's not working tonight, you should go.
Oh, he is working. But truth is, Mum, I can't stand being in the house on my own, looking at all our things.
You can make it work again, darling. I mean, look at me and Brian.
I do. But you're you, Mum. I know that Ian has your determination and the desire to make things work.
You mustn't give up. You must keep talking to him.
He hates being in the same room. I can see he can hardly bring himself to look at me.
Oh, talking to each other wasn't... Well, it wasn't quite what I meant. At least, it wasn't just what I meant.
Sorry, Mum, maybe it's been a long day, but you've lost me.
Well, I was thinking about it on the way home. And what I mean is, you could talk to a counsellor.
A counsellor?
Yes, both of you together.
I don't know.
Well, Adam, they've seen it all before. They've heard it all before.
I suppose so.
And they won't tell you what to do, but you know, they'll ask questions and help you through it.
Right.
And the point is, they're neutral.
Do you think that would work?
Well, I don't know. No one's promising anything. But it might help you see each other's point of view. I mean, help you to try to explain and Ian try to understand.
Well, I'm certainly not getting anywhere trying to do that myself.
So, do you think that Ian would agree to it?
I can only ask.
That just about does it.
David?
Do you know what he's just said?
Hang on a minute, I've finished now. Who are we talking about? Josh?
Josh? No, I haven't seen him this morning. I'm talking about Toby.
Oh, there's a surprise. What did he say?
He wished me a happy birthday.
That's nice, even if it is a bit late.
Then he said something about me ageing like a fine wine or a cheese. I mean, what am I supposed to take from that?
A compliment?
A compliment? He's as good as told me that I'm old and smelly with a tough rind.
Oh, come on. The poor boy can't say anything right.
Poor boy. Ruth, don't tell me he's wound you in as well as Pip.
You won't give him a chance. At least she's happy.
She was happy with Jude until he nearly killed her on the quad bike and then dumped her over the phone.
Are you in here, Mum?
Yeah. Hi, Josh.
Well, I'm just going over to... Oh, morning, Dad.
You're up, then?
Yep, as you can see. And off to check the sheep.
And what time did you roll in last night?
It wasn't late. Dad, I know anything after 9 o'clock is living dangerously for you, but...
He did text, David. Said he was going back to a mate's, remember?
This mate wouldn't be female, I suppose.
Oh, don't be so nosy.
Yes, as it happens. We were discussing the young farmer's public speaking thing.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Me and Kelly are on the team and we were discussing our approach. Thank you very much. Uh-huh. So now you know every boring detail, perhaps I can get on.
Now, hang on a minute, Josh, hang on. We need to have a think about what you're going to do next.
I told you, checking the stock.
No, I don't mean today, I mean longer term. You need some sort of plan for this gap year of yours.
Dad, you know my plan, farming. I'm just getting on with my life. Like, I'm trying to get on with checking the ewes and the young stock now. See you later.
Josh, will you... Oh. Is that it? Is that all I'm going to get from him?
At least he didn't compare you to a cheese.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Adams. One of your best.
I just think talking it through with a counsellor...
Would give you the chance for some more self-justification, more feeble excuses and apologies without any real explanation?
That's the whole point. We'd try and go a bit deeper. You know, try and understand each
other's... Try and make me understand your side of things, you mean?
No. No, not at all.
I don't need a counsellor to help me understand anything. I understand perfectly.
Ian,
you have deceived me with another man. Well, not once, but twice. Twice that I know about, that is. But I've only got your word for it, and we all know what that's worth.
I swear to you. I swear it won't happen again.
Yes, it will. Our relationship is obviously not fulfilling enough for you, end of.
That's just not true.
Come on, face it, Adam. You're not the faithful type.
I am. Look, Ian, We've got something so good here.
No, we may have had something once.
But that's what counselling can do. Take us back to the beginning. Give us back the magic.
Magic.
OK. Remind us why we fell for each other in the first place.
You're unbelievable. I don't need a counsellor to tell me I know why I fell for you. I loved you. But no, for you, do you know what it was? I was there. If it had been Pavel or Charlie you'd met all those years ago, you'd have been with them. And 10 to 1, they'd be in my position now.
God,
you just can't help yourself. I've got to get to work.
Well, can we at least talk about it later? Any plans for this evening, Ocean?
Oh, with the afternoon I've got at work, preferably nothing. Though I might do some tidying in the garden.
You're not putting anything in for the flower and produce, are you?
Well, hardly. Unless there's a section for posy of weeds.
Bert's been too busy on his own entries, I suppose.
Hmm. Or I might just sit out there and think.
Hmm. What have you got to think about?
Oh, Alan. I don't know what to do.
About?
Blossom Hill Cottage. And Rob.
Oh, I see.
I don't know if you do. I couldn't do anything while Dominic was involved with the trial, but now that's over, well, I have a choice. Do I want him living there or not?
you'd evict him.
Well, I'd give him the proper notice, obviously.
Well, of course. And the grounds for this would be... What? I mean, he's not behind with the rent, I presume.
You know it's not that.
No.
Anyway, I don't need any grounds. It's my house. If I want it back, I can have it back.
Yeah, of course you can. Rob hasn't actually been convicted of anything, love.
I know that. Yet. But anyway, that doesn't change how I feel about him and how I feel about what happened in that house, what he put Helen through.
Well, if that's what you really feel... Though I have to point out that...
What?
Well, have you got any other tenants lined up?
No, I haven't been looking for any.
Because you might not find it that easy to let again. Mud or blood sticks. I mean, you know what the papers were calling it.
Blossom Hell Cottage. Yeah. Thanks for reminding me.
No, I'm only saying it.
Do you know what? I don't care. It's not as though we depend on the rent.
No, we're very lucky.
The way I feel, I'd rather have it standing empty than go on taking Rob's dirty money. Anyway, as if I could move anyone straight in, I'd want the whole place deep cleaned to remove every trace of him.
So it's personal.
What's wrong with that? He's a monster, a plausible monster. But go on, tell me I'm wrong.
No, no, you're entitled to your view.
No, I didn't mean that. I meant your perspective. For me, as a Hindu, forgiveness goes beyond religion. It's a mark of civilization.
I see.
Yeah, well, I don't feel very civilized. So, Vicar, what's your view?
So, what's the answer, Josh?
Nice supper, Mum.
Thanks. Have a bit more if you like.
Oh, great.
What exactly are your plans?
I love cauliflower cheese, especially the burnt bits.
Josh, I'm talking to you.
And I hear you, Dad, but you don't seem to hear me.
We're only trying to get a sense of what you want to do for the next 12 months before uni. Then maybe we could help.
Oh, how many times? You know what I want to do. Farming. There's plenty of openings.
Not here, unfortunately. You know how we're fixed.
Of course I do. I'm not expecting you to employ me full time. Or even subsidise me. I paid you back for that loan for the hens, didn't I?
That's true, David. He did.
See? So I use Brookfield as a base.
Oh, will you?
And look into some sort of farming business I can run from here.
Another one?
Have you got anything in mind?
I'm still looking around. But something that won't take up too much land, like Rex and Toby's.
Oh, yeah, because they're a shining example of good farming practice,
so,
aren't they?
So, go on, Josh. What kind of things are you looking at?
Okay, well... Mushrooms.
What?
Mushrooms?
Yeah. I reckon I could convert another of the pig buildings and insulate it. Start on a small scale, build things up.
Josh. Reality check here. I don't know much about mushroom farming, I admit, but from the little I do know, there are some very big players out there and they've got most of the market nicely sewn up.
Yeah, and guess what? They were all small when they started. Thanks for supper, Mum. Gotta go.
You going out?
Again?
Team tactics. Public speaking thing. See you.
Mushrooms.
Are you coming in, love? It's nearly dark.
Oh, I'll just finish this.
Ooh, you made quite a difference to that border.
It's been very therapeutic.
What, you're still thinking about Rob?
Ooh, more about your lecture on forgiveness.
Oh, I'm sorry. But it's quite simple, really.
Oh, I get it, all right. It's interesting, that's all. You may not be able to forgive the deed, that may always remain a wrong, but you should try to forgive the person who did it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
But in Rob's case, the deed is the person, and I simply can't get beyond that.
Oh, come on, love, you're the lawyer. You know all about mitigating circumstances.
Mitigating? For a sustained campaign of domestic abuse?
But you know what Dominic told you about Bruce? The kind of atmosphere Rob must have grown up in?
I'm sorry, Alan. Whatever kind of father Bruce may have been, and we don't know, people have worse childhoods than Rob's, and they don't come out of them a psychopath.
Well, that's a bit strong.
Is it?
Well, the other thing about Christian forgiveness, like I said... It's about a wrong done to you. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.
Yes, and I've been thinking about that too. And I think Rob has done me wrong.
In what way?
I let my cottage to him in good faith.
Well, there may not have been a clause in the tenancy agreement that said, I will not subject my wife to humiliation and terror in this house, but that's exactly what he did, and in that sense, I think he abused my trust.
Well, I suppose you could look at it like that.
And what's more, I think he's abused the trust of the whole village. You know he has. You're the one who had people coming to you in shock and distress and anger.
Yeah, that's true. I've got a job on my hands trying to heal the whole community.
And I'm not helping that community by allowing him to stay around.
Love thy neighbour.
Sorry?
Yeah, that could be another way of looking at it, I suppose. You could be doing the village a favour by encouraging him to move elsewhere.
Well, that's what I think. Even if he only went to Pennyhasset or Edgeley, it might help.
You're funny. You said yourself you don't actually need a reason to evict him. You certainly don't need my approval.
No, but you know me.
You like to weigh things up.
And I like to be professional if I can.
Not to mention civilised.
Of course. But in this case, well, I've got to be able to sleep at night.
Hi.
Adam, you didn't have to wait up.
Oh, I did.
What are these bags doing?
I've been leaving you messages all day. You know I want to talk, but if you don't want to...
Oh, right, that's nice. So this morning's big idea, this council, and you've forgotten about that already?
I haven't forgotten. I'd still like to give it a go, but I didn't think you were keen. When I didn't hear back.
So, well, this is it? You're giving me an ultimatum?
It's not like that.
Well, what else am I supposed to think when your latest attempt to save our marriage is to move out?
What other choice have I got? Do you want me to stay? Ian, please, just say yes. And
no,
I'll...
No, I don't. I've come to the same conclusion. We can't both stay here. And since I don't see why I should be the one to go and you've packed already...
Don't. Please.
It's the only thing to do.
Please.
No, Martin, it's no good, Adam. It's the only way. Off you go, then.
I'm so sorry. I am so
Adam,
sorry.
It's late. I'm tired.
I love you, Ian. I know you don't believe it, but I do.
Just go.
Are you sure you won't have anything, Adam? Cereal? Toast?
No, thanks, Kenton.
Oh, go on. Bake a sarnie? It's all included in the room rate, you know?
No, honestly, coffee's fine.
Not that we'll be charging you, of course.
No, no, you must. I'm so grateful to you and Jolene for putting me up.
Oh, no. It's more you putting up with us. Now, the old guest rooms aren't exactly 5-star, I'm afraid. But, any port in a storm, eh? Yeah, well, there you go.
Thanks. Mm.
So how did you sleep?
Well...
Was it the mattress? Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Still, you'll be back at Honeysuckle tonight, won't you?
I don't think so, Kenton.
Oh.
Ian and I have agreed. We both need a bit of space.
Right, I see. Yeah. Well, you can always move into Home Farm, can't you?
No, I don't want to go there. They've already got Lillian and Kate in residence.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
And Phoebe's about to go to university. Mum's up to her eyes helping her get ready. I don't want to add to the mix.
No. Well, you're very welcome here. I wasn't trying to get rid of you.
Thanks. I just want to keep a low profile, if you understand.
Sure.
I hope it won't be for long. I hope a few days will be all that Ian... all that we need.
Yeah, of course, mate, of course.
I'm not giving up. This doesn't mean it's over.
No, of course not. I don't hear the fat lady singing, do you?
No. No, I don't.
Yeah, you're doing the right thing. Time, space, that's usually the answer. Listen to me, I sound like Stephen Hawking.
He's definitely trying to lift his head. Oh, who's a clever boy, Jack?
who's a clever boy?
Kirsty, you sound like you're talking to a dog.
Do I? Sorry. Oh, I've got a lot to learn with babies.
No, it's fine. Just make me smile, that's all.
You smile? Well, that's got to be good. Oh, you are lucky, Helen.
Huh? Lucky?
I know it sounds crazy after all you've been through, but two gorgeous little boys.
I know. It's a pity one of them has the father he has.
Well, yeah.
He's not going to let him go, is he?
Nope. That's not his style. Have you decided what to do about Sunday?
Yeah, Dad's going to supervise it.
Well, that's probably better than your mum. Mm.
Oh, I better warn Fallon. They're going to do it in the tea room.
The tea room?
Well, we had to find somewhere neutral. At least it's not off the farm.
Yeah, I suppose it's useful it's there.
I don't know, Kirsty, yet. I think we all thought the trial would be an end to it, but there's still so much hanging over me.
Like what?
Well, it's all decisions, and as soon as I've taken one...
What decisions?
This is silly, and it's my own fault. I told Mum I wanted to start taking Henry to and from school, and now I'm putting it off.
Why?
I'm nervous.
Of what? Facing the other parents?
I'm nervous of driving. Oh. I've sat in the car, I've driven in and out of the yard, but it all felt so weird, even on the farm track.
Oh, Helen.
I don't want to back down, Kirsty. I really want to do this for Henry.
All right, well, let's go now.
What?
Well, your dad can mind, Jack. We'll go over to Loxley Barrett. A practice run.
Oh, can we?
Yeah.
Kirsty, that would be great.
I promised Mrs. Tregoran, you see.
Oh, isn't she back in time for the show?
No, not till Sunday afternoon. Ah. So I've got to get her flour and produce entries in for her.
You missed one there, Bert Fry?
Eh? Oh, ta. Yeah, you've got to keep dead in, haven't you?
Oh,
I rather you entering much, Joe?
Yeah, oh, not me, no. I kind of lost heart with me veg patch the past few months. I wish I hadn't now, but, well, so be it.
Oh, well, never mind, there's always next year.
Oh, and the next. Oh, I'll be back to challenge you, don't you worry. Like I said at me party, I intend going on forever.
And I don't see why you should.
Yeah, nor me. Clary's got high hopes for her chutney come Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's this award in memory of your Frida. It's got everybody going.
Ah, that was the idea.
Courgette and tomato, it is. Very tasty with a spot of cheese.
Mrs. Tregoran's done chutney and all. But that's not down to me. She's given it to Jill to take down. Well, I think that's me done. Unless there's any more you can spot, Hawkeye.
No, I reckon you done a tidy job, Bert Fry.
Well, thanks very much. Right, well, I'll water the house plants and be on my way.
You got a key?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I'll step in and keep you company then.
It's a good job we came. Wouldn't have known about these roadworks otherwise.
No, I bet it's a real hold-up in the mornings.
Yeah.
Oh, you're doing fine with the driving.
Really?
Yeah, who wants long fingernails anyway?
Oh, shut up. While we're stopped, there's something else I've got to decide.
Oh, yeah?
The police rang, asking if I wanted to make a complaint against Rob.
Complaint?
About what came out in court. All of it.
Oh, Helen. What are you going to do?
I don't know. But I don't know if I can bear going through it all again.
No, it would be an ordeal.
It'd be horrendous.
But on the other hand, why should he get away with it? And maybe go on and do the same to someone else?
I know. That's why I can't decide.
Well, look, you don't have to. Not straight away, anyhow. And not on your own.
How do you mean?
Well, talk to someone. Not me. I mean a professional.
Like?
Well, why not Anna when she comes back?
Yeah. Yes, that's a good idea. I don't suppose she'd mind.
Of course you wouldn't. Oh, the lights are changing.
Oh, yeah. Oh! Oh, no. Oh,
don't worry, there's nothing behind. Keep calm.
I still think we didn't ought to be doing this.
Don't stop misering, Bert Fry. Carol Tregoran would have offered you a cup of tea if she'd been here, wouldn't she?
Well, yeah, but...
Well, he hasn't. Yeah, well, leave that to stand a bit.
Oh.
And I don't think we should be helping ourselves from the fridge, neither.
Well, we're doing her a favour. This bit of cheese would only have gone off. And them tomatoes from the greenhouse, well, they was going to rot.
Yeah, that's true. She did tell me to help myself to anything from the garden that was going over.
So why are you making such a fuss?
Because the house isn't the garden, is it?
Oh, my giddy aunt, you ought to be grateful.
Grateful?
Half a packet of digestives that stood in the larder. Well, I'm surprised at her.
Well, maybe she left in a hurry.
Well, maybe she did, but he's asking for ants or mice or worse. Oh, I tell you, she'll be much obliged to you when she comes back.
What, me?
Well, it's you that's got the house-sitting duties, isn't it?
I hope you're not going to say it was my idea.
Oh, stop going on. Here, written there's any cake in them tins?
No!
Oh, gingerbread.
It is oh, girl. Girls just want to have fun.
Well, that was fun. Yeah, in the end.
Oh, Helen, you were fine.
A few false starts, but now I've done it. I can't believe I ever gave it up.
Oh, you didn't have much choice at the time, did you?
No.
I thought it all came back to you very easily.
Well, with a bit of advice from you, not just about the driving, actually.
Oh, you mean about this complaint thing?
Yeah.
Well, talk to Anna. And it might even be an idea to get a couple of these contact visits out of the way first.
Yeah. Oh, how'd you do it? You always know what to do.
I don't think so.
Compared to me, you do. Look how you managed to draw a line under Tom and everything.
Hmm. Well, that's taken time as well.
Yeah, but you did it, didn't you?
But you must be pleased that the government is guaranteeing farm subsidies for a while yet.
That's not exactly new news, Kenton.
I guess not, but it's good for you farmers.
It's what we expected to happen.
Though, maybe not so good for other people. It's extra cash that might have gone to the NHS, I guess.
Not necessarily.
There you are. Your food won't be long. I'll tell you what, shall I start your tab?
Good idea. Cheers.
And I'm sorry about tonight. I was going to suggest you could sit in the flat, but I forgot Jolene was having some of her girlfriends around.
Well, don't worry about it.
Pink Pinot and gossip, you know. And you don't want to be confined to your lonely garret, do you?
Well...
I'm sorry that the bar stools are in there. They're waiting to be repaired.
No problem.
I could try and move them, I suppose. Or the boxes of crisps.
Honestly, leave it, Kenton. I'm only in there to sleep.
We're a bit short of space out the back, that's all. Anyway, hey, like we said, with luck, you won't be in there long, will you?
No.
What do you make of that then, Bert Fry?
What?
At the bar, Adam Macy.
Well, what about it?
What's he doing here on his lonesome, eh?
What are you talking about, Joe? He's often in here on his own of a night, with Ian working.
Ah, but is he in here at 8 o'clock of a morning, eh? Answer me that.
What?
Because that's what time he was here this morning.
Well, so he'd popped in to see Kenton or something, so what?
Bringing his toothbrush, eh? What, standing in a glass in one of the rooms upstairs?
Hey.
And his underpants folded in a drawer and shirt hung up.
What is this, a warm-up for the quiz? Stop talking in riddles, Joe.
Yeah, all right, you can have it straight. Kenton Archer told Wayne Tucson on the QT.
And Wayne told Eddie, of course.
Ah, well, the old village will know soon enough. Adam Macy and Ian Craig have parted company.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Well, after what come out in court and in the paper, is it any surprise?
Well, maybe not, but it's a sorry business.
The mills of God grind slowly, but they grind exceeding small.
Well, I think it's a shame.
Oh, it's a crying shame. I ain't seen it in.
That Rob Titchener's got a lot to answer for.
Oh, him, he's a bad one for sure.
Ooh, way up. He's on the move. Adam!
Evening, Bert.
No, over here a minute.
Hey, what are you doing?
Come and join us.
Hey?
Oh, no thanks, Bert. Evening, Joe.
Yeah, you do.
Now, I know you wouldn't usually, but we'd like you to.
Would we?
Yeah, you could be a real help.
A help?
It's quiz night, isn't it? And we could do with someone else on our team.
Me?
Yeah, you could help us out with the sport and the pop music and that.
Ah, oh, that's true.
Oh, I don't think I'd be any help.
Well, ex-cricket captain, of course you would. No, you sit yourself down.
No, really, I...
Go on, you may as well.
Budge up.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, that's better.
Now we've got a team name and all.
Ah, it's a right good one. We're calling ourselves the Old Contemptibles. How about that?
Brilliant. And very appropriate.
I'm sorry, Emma. You still can't get into the kitchen. You'll have to do upstairs next.
Oh, don't worry, Peggy. I need to change the beds anyway.
Chris is making another batch of scones.
Right.
You don't seem quite yourself today.
No, I'm fine, really.
Are you sure, dear? I thought you'd be on top of the world with the news about Grange Farm. I know Joe is.
Yeah, he is. But, oh, I feel so awful.
Are you not well?
No, not like that. I feel awful about Helen.
Helen? Why?
I just feel so guilty about what I did for Rob, working for him over the summer.
Oh, Emma.
Well, I do.
You mustn't, dear. My goodness, I'm sure she'd far rather you helped look after Henry than Ursula. You mustn't reproach yourself.
No?
You couldn't have known. It's not your fault.
But I did know, sort of, deep down. I mean, oh, the money was good.
And you needed it. Helen wouldn't blame you for that.
Wouldn't she?
No. She'd completely understand. And as I said, much better that you were there for Henry than Rob and his mother having total control over the poor little mite.
Yeah, OK. It's just me and Helen used to see quite a lot of each other with the kids and that, and then it sort of tailed off.
Rob put a stop to it, I expect.
Yeah, I bet he did. I didn't know that when I took the job.
Oh, here you go again. Really, dear, you mustn't worry. Have you seen Helen since she's been back?
Yeah, I've seen her, but I haven't spoken to her. To be honest, I've been hiding in the tea room.
Oh, you silly girl. Just go and tell her what you've told me. Get it off your chest.
Don't think she'll see it as like a betrayal. Oh,
of course she won't. She'll be far more upset if you go on avoiding her.
Yeah, right. Yeah, OK, thank you, Peggy.
Truly, dear. Helen needs all the friends she can get.
I wish I hadn't given so many to Carol now.
Sorry, Mum?
Jam jars. I've only got a couple for my bramble jelly. I'll have to freeze some of these blackberries.
I thought so.
Since when have you known anything about jam making, David?
Hmm? No, I'm talking about Josh.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, come and look at this.
Is this about his mushroom idea? What have you found out?
Well, the market is dominated by a few big operators.
Oh.
And you'd need a massive capital injection just to get started on any meaningful scale.
That doesn't sound too hopeful.
I haven't heard the rest. There's a whole catalogue of things that can go wrong. Too much moisture, not enough moisture, too sterile, not sterile enough.
Right. But you know what he's like.
Well, it goes on, look. Wrong environment for the wrong species, bad spawn.
None of it will put him off. He'll say he knows all about the risks, he's not stupid, and you're being negative.
I'm being realistic.
You know that's not how he'll see it.
All right, well, if he's not swayed by any of that, how about this, look. Mycelium takes time to grow into a substrate and produce mushrooms. Be patient.
Well,
Josh, patient.
Not many 19-year-olds are.
Even so, Mum, I mean, he's used to hens. Instant results. There's no way this is the right sort of thing for him to get into. The only hope is that Josh plucked mushrooms out of the air to shut me up.
Now, that's always possible.
Though, if this is what he thought might fob me off, God knows what he's really thinking of. Cacti, probably.
David.
In partnership with Toby Fairbrother.
Don't! You're getting me worried now.
You're early, Jennifer. Emma's only just gone.
I know. I passed her on the drive.
Right. Well, all ready for Fabrice.
Oh, Kate's been trying to persuade Phoebe to get a new hairdo.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Phoebe's hair's lovely as it is.
Kate suggested she dyes it grey.
Grey?
Yes. It's very fashionable for young women.
No. Whatever next?
And Kate's thinking of it herself.
Well, she doesn't need to dye it. She's already going a bit grey.
Yeah, just what Phoebe said.
Has she got everything she needs yet?
Not quite, and I promised to pick up a few more bits today.
She was telling me about one of the other girls who got in. The one she met at interview.
Priya.
Yeah. She's from Derby.
Yes, that's right. And she's from a state school too, and apparently there are 8 students who'll be doing PPE at her college. 4 boys and 4 girls. Here's your handbag, Mum.
Oh, thank you. How has she found that out?
Oh, they've all been chatting online, but all of them seem very nice.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
And here's your stick. All set?
For my shampoo and set? Yes, thank you, dear.
That's good. Though, I've got to call at the shop first.
What does Phoebe need from there?
Oh, nothing, and nor do I, but it's Jill's morning, and I'm doing some detective work.
That's £4.52, please, Jenny.
Five, and I should have the 2, if you like.
Yes, please.
Oh, there we are.
Thanks. So, what sort of chutney is Clary entering?
Oh, courgette and tomato, apparently.
Sounds delicious. Mm.
Joe seems to like it. Emma said he can eat it straight out of the jar.
I hope she's got one safely put away.
Oh, locked away, don't worry.
And here's your change.
Oh, thanks. Now, how about you, Jill? Chutney, I mean.
Plum.
That's nice. Traditional.
Spice plum, actually.
Oh, a secret ingredient.
Maybe.
Very mysterious. And you are putting in your blackcurrant jam, of course.
Like you, yes.
And your lemon drizzle?
Yes, and a couple of other things. I'm not doing scones. I thought I'd leave the fear clear for Chris.
Oh, Mum's at her wit's end. She has to keep tasting them and she doesn't really like anything but plain scones.
Poor Chris. That business last year with the ginger biscuits really knocked her confidence. Oh, dear. Carol doesn't know what she's missing. She's picked the wrong week to go on holiday.
She's still putting some stuff in, though, isn't she, for the show?
Oh, yes. Chutney, wine, jam.
Oh, she's doing jam as well.
I'm taking her stuff down, but she should be back in time for the judging.
Oh, right. Oh, Emma did make me laugh about this Sound of Music tour that Carol's doing.
Did she?
Yes. And she asked me if she and Anna had to dress up as nuns. Oh, you don't think they do you?
I didn't ask.
Fabrice is just putting that lady's colour on. Then he'll come and brush me out.
Oh, there's no hurry, Mum. I'm glad of a sit down.
You should tell Phoebe to do her own shopping, Jennifer. Her legs are younger than yours.
Oh, I like it, really. And she has got a reading list to get through.
I suppose so. Did you find out what you wanted from Jill?
Sort of. She was still being quite mysterious.
It's the same every year with the show. Cutthroat competition.
Mum?
Yes, dear?
As we've got a minute, there's a couple of things that I wanted to tell you.
Oh, yes?
Before you hear them from anyone else.
Well, that doesn't sound like good news.
No, not exactly. The first, well, it's about Adam and Ian.
The one?
I'm afraid that Adam's moved out.
Oh, no. Is he staying with you?
No, he's at the ball.
The ball?
Mm-hmm. He said we got enough non-paying guests already and, well, it's only temporary. He and Ian have agreed that they need some time apart.
Oh, dear.
Yes. This is all very sad. Adam knows he's at fault, and obviously it's going to take time for Ian to come to terms with it, and well, for them to rebuild things.
Adam's still hoping they can.
Oh, very much so.
I hope so too. And what's the other thing?
Well, that's almost as bad. Oh, Justin's confirmed the job offer to Rob.
Oh, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm, I know.
Well, I'm surprised at Justin. I thought he'd have had more sense.
Yeah.
And more sensitivity.
He'll be working across the BL estate too, of course, and it's going to be very awkward for Brian. No doubt Rob will come to BL board meetings to give them updates and so on.
Of course.
Oh, and it's even more awkward for Lillian.
I can imagine. Working for someone who's taken on the man who abused her niece.
Yes.
Still, I don't suppose Lillian's path will cross much with Rob's, if at all.
Well...
She only works for Justin part-time, doesn't she? And in quite a different area. Her relationship with Justin is purely professional. She'll just have to keep it that way.
Yes.
I'm sure Lillian can do that. She's got her head screwed on where business is concerned.
Let's hope so. I wonder what Tony and Pat will make of it. I think they'd hope that Justin might change his mind about the job offer, given what came out at Helen's trial.
Yes, of course.
Oh, come on!
What's up with the tractor, Dad?
It's the linkage.
Usual story. Want me to have a look?
No, I can sort it, thanks.
That's what you said last week. Is Mum about?
No, she's at Longmeadow with Pip. If it's about lunch, your gran will be back any minute.
No, it wasn't that. Oh, never mind.
Josh! Hang on.
Is this the usual story as well? You having a rant?
It's not having a rant, Josh. It's called being a parent and caring about your children.
Go on.
Right. Well, I've had a look at mushrooms. It may look simple, but in fact, it's anything but. And the market is saturated.
Do you think I haven't seen all that as well? Anyway, I'm not talking about your bog-standard white mushrooms.
Aren't you?
If you'd let me finish the other night...
Hey, hang on. As I recall, you rushed out.
If you'd let me finish now... I'm thinking of exotics.
Exotics?
Yeah. Shiitake or something.
Shiitake? Give me straight... You're making this up as you go along.
So what if I am? Can you blame me? For God's sake, Dad, did you have a 5-year plan at my age?
I'm not asking for a 5-year plan. I'm talking about the next 12 months.
Whatever. I've got to go. I'm due at Bridge Farm.
What for?
I'm helping in the polytunnels. Casual. Paid. And then extra cricket practice before the Darrington match. OK?
Suppose so.
Great. See you.
Right.
I'm back.
Hi, Mum.
Jim gave me a lift.
What is it with my children? I've got Pip with Toby, Josh with his head full of wild ideas.
Oh, David, this takes me back. You sound just like your father. So you haven't done it?
No, not yet, Caroline, but I will once I've taken the samples from the swimming pool.
Oliver, don't Leroy and Steve usually do that?
Oh, Leroy doesn't mind. I enjoy it. Won't take a minute.
You're putting it off.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. We have to do the Grundy's a proper tenancy agreement. With a date for these so-called rental payments to start.
I realise that, darling.
And I realise I sound harsh, but do you know what they're like? Give the Grundy's an inch, they take a motorway.
Yes, you're right.
Well, one of us has to have our heads screwed on while they're concerned. You're too soft.
Okay, I've said I'll do it.
Well, and you're not to make it open-ended.
Caroline, I know what you think. But I can hardly put for Joe's lifetime only, can I?
That's not what I meant at all. I meant a 1-year formal tenancy, just as if it had come from an agent, which can be reviewed and renewed if that's what we decide.
Fine.
Proper terms and conditions, notice period, all the rest of it.
All right.
You can download a template for free. I've sent you a couple of links.
Good. Now, can I get on? The sooner I do this...
Yes. You fiddle about with your samples if it keeps you happy.
Thank you.
We can take the agreement round to Grange Farm later and see if the workmen have made any progress.
Robert, oh, there you are.
This is fascinating.
What is?
Apparently, at 4 months, a baby's senses are improving.
Yes.
And he may be able to imitate sounds. It's incredible.
Robert.
It says, Gideon will be able to see further, though he will still prefer to look at things which are close to. Well, I'll be holding him very close, that's for sure.
No, you need to understand.
Anything with a texture will fascinate your baby. Well, I was going to take a rattle, but, or maybe a cloth book or a toy with different surfaces for him to feel.
Hmm? Gideon's still very tiny, Robert. He may well be asleep for most of the time.
Nonsense, he'll be excited to see his daddy.
Well, I'm sure he will, but... I don't want you to get your hopes up, that's all.
Mother, stop being a killjoy. I've waited long enough.
Yes, of course you have. I'm sorry. I'm sure it'll go just as you wish.
It's hardly my wish to have my first meeting with my son in a public place.
Of course not.
No. They had to make it as difficult as possible for me. That bloody tea room of all places. No privacy. A room full of yokels gawping.
I don't suppose they were ever going to let you into the house.
I'll be bringing Gideon here before long. Don't you worry. 1-1.
Of course you will. Then I'll be able to see him too.
Yeah, I know this is hard on you.
No rights at all. My own grandson.
Oh, we'll get him back. Maybe in time I'll be allowed to see Henry too.
Yes. I do miss him.
Now he's stuck in that house of fun at Bridge Farm, with all of them trying to turn him against me.
Oh, it's all so bleak.
No, it's not, Mother. I won't have that.
You're very brave, Robert. Braver than I am.
I'll take some new photos of Gideon for you on Sunday. We can have them framed.
No, it's not the same.
Yeah, I know, but do try to look on the bright side. I've got my job offer confirmed. I'm seeing my son. Soon going to get rid of this wretched bag. I'll be a whole man again.
The fact is, darling, we have more than the Grundys could ever dream of.
I know.
And I really couldn't have lived with myself if I moved from Grange Farm and finished Joe off. And nor could you.
He looked in fine fettle last Sunday.
It's because he knew he could stay. Mm. Doesn't that give you a nice warm glow?
Maybe. What on earth?
Shove it round a bit your end, Dad.
No, you shouldn't be doing this at all, Eddie.
I'm not asking you to lift it. I'll do that. Just inch it over for me.
Well, you haven't won the right to stay on here to see me drop dead within a week.
Oh, you're not going to.
Afternoon, Eddie.
Oh, blimey.
Afternoon, Mrs.
Joe, do I recognise that chaise longue?
Oh, I don't know, do you?
From the half landing?
It was in the way, you see. Of me getting up the stairs.
I find that hard to believe. Anyway, you thought it would be better in your cider shed.
We're calling it the cider clubhouse now.
Are you?
Ah, like the golf club.
Oh, you know.
There are other places you could store the chaise if it's in the way.
Well, to be honest, darling, it's not in its first flash, is it?
Of course not. It's Edwardian.
And still the original brocade, by the looks of it. Did need recovering, darling.
Oh, it's certainly going to need it now.
We'll put it back if you're not happy.
I'm ecstatic. Can't you tell?
Caroline, I'm sure Eddie and Joe will take good care of you.
With the sort of shenanigans the cider club gets up to.
Oh, we was going to throw a rug over it.
Oh, that's all right then.
Seriously, Caroline, I'll take it back if you want me to.
Oh, no. Leave it now you've got it this far. It's not my home anymore, is it? It's yours. You do what you like.
Ah, well, that's the way to look at it. And you're very welcome to come and try it out for comfort. The cider club's reopening on Saturday.
Well, oh, is it?
Oh, I hope you can both come.
Well, sadly, we have a prior engagement.
Do we?
Yes. Right, I'm going to have a look at the digging. Don't forget what we came for, Oliver.
No, quite. Look, Eddie, we came to give you this. It's the tenancy agreement.
Oh, right.
I put Monday as the start date for rental payments. Hope that's acceptable.
Fine. Yeah, no problem.
Marvellous.
Here, since you can't come tomorrow, why don't you step over tonight and sample this year's vintage? Eh?
Really?
Yeah, a sort of preview, like.
Or a pre-brew, eh? Yeah.
Well, I'd love to. Well, I'll just go and catch up with Caroline. I'll see you later.
Yeah, see ya. Flipping heck. Monday. What are we going to do?
It's only me.
Who else would it be? Okay.
I just caught the shop in time.
Jolly good.
I actually had some decent looking fruit for once. Oh, Robert. You're not still reading up on babies, are you?
What? No, of course not. I'm reading up on Damara.
Oh, I see.
Well, I've waited long enough to get back into work. I want to be able to hit the ground running.
Oh, Justin knows he can rely on you, and I'm sure you won't let him down.
Well, I certainly don't intend to. What do you got there?
This. Oh, sorry. It was on the mat. Addressed to you.
Hand delivered. Well, Let's have a look.
So, you decided not to put the chaise in the clubhouse after all, then?
Oh, we will. But the sun came out and Dad decided to have a little lie down on it, didn't you, Dad?
Did come for you, you was. I must have dropped off, and when I come to, it occurred to me that, well, the weather is still kind, it could just as well stay out here.
Well, get it inside for a sign of rain, obviously.
Yeah, but not now. It's in a nice little spot where it catches the sun.
Oh, I agree. It's very comfy.
Right. A drop more for you, Oliver.
Oh, yes, please. It's very good.
Yeah, we're pretty pleased with it.
Nearly time for this year's harvest and all. I'll have a drop more too, Eddie, please.
Ah, it's a grand time of year, this. There you go, Dad.
Yeah, especially here at Grange Farm with the orchard.
Ah, it's beautiful. Mellow fruitfulness and all that.
Mind you, it strikes me there's something missing.
What, from the orchard?
From this yard.
Really? Looks pretty full to me.
Oh, yeah, Baggy's due to collect that pile of scrap, and I've got to shake the compost.
Oh, I wasn't criticising, Eddie. As Caroline said, this is your home now.
She did say that.
I realise you have various enterprises to run from it.
Well, let's just hope they bring in the rent every month.
That going to be a problem?
No, not at all, no. There's always George's post office book.
Oh, I hope you won't have to have recourse to that.
You'll get your rent, Oliver. I'll make sure of it.
Yeah, we all will. Oh, it's a grand thing you've done for us, Oliver, sir. Giving us back our old home.
Oh, really?
Hey, come here, what? Come here. Oh, I can't thank you enough. Last week, well, I was writing myself off. And now, I never felt better. I could go on forever.
Well, you'll challenge it, of course.
I don't think so.
Robert, why ever not? What possible grounds does she have for doing it?
Perfectly legitimate ones. She wants her house back.
But 2 months' notice, when you've got to have an operation in the middle of it, I'm surprised at her.
Usha doesn't know the ins and outs of my medical needs, and I don't want her to. I'm not playing the sympathy card.
Well, I think you're being most understanding about it.
Oh, don't worry about it, Mother. Frankly, she's done me a favour.
How?
Well, she saved me the bother of giving notice myself.
What? You weren't planning to leave?
No, with the sort of salary Justin's offered me, there's no need for me to stay in this pokey place with all its associations.
I see. Well, no, maybe not. But there doesn't seem to be much else to rent in Ambridge at the moment.
Oh, 2 months is plenty of time for that to change. Something's bound to come up. Oh, I could even buy a place of my own.
Goodness, well, yes, I suppose you could.
Make a proper home, permanent home, for my son.
Well, when you put it like that, of course it makes much more sense.
Good. I'm glad you agree.
I'm sure you know best, Robert.
Now you have to pick your battles, Mother. My focus right now is the fight to get and stay close to Gideon, and in time, Henry too.
Oh, it's so unfair. You're the only father Henry's ever known. I'm sure he's still very fond of you, misses you.
Yeah, I miss him.
Still, you're bound to see him around, aren't you, if you stay in the village?
Of course. I may not officially be allowed contact, but, well, I can't help it if I happen to bump into him, can I?
No, you can't. Well, I'll do everything I can to help you when you move.
I know you will.
I suppose we ought to get the carpets cleaned before you go.
What?
Well, you've seen the state of them.
It's normal wear and tear.
No, I don't mean Henry's little footmarks or the odd spill, Robert. I've scrubbed and scrubbed, but in the hall there are still traces of...
Say it. Blood. My blood.
Yes. Yours, my darling.
Don't you touch a thing. I'm leaving this place just as it is. If Usha thinks she can get me for dilapidations after everything that's happened to me in this house, she's got another thing coming.
Right.
And if Ambridge thinks they can hound me out this easily, well, they've got another thing coming too. I'm not going anywhere.
This is the BBC.
You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.